This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I don't know if you can hear it, but I have a big smile on my face right now because I'm really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you. If you listened to the show last month, you heard me talk about this idea that I have that I wanted to try out where I have one-on-one conversations with you, with my listeners, one-on-one, just me and you, about a challenge that you're facing or a struggle that you're having, and we just talk through it, whether that takes 15 minutes or it takes 30 minutes, and then I share that with everybody on the podcast, and I'm so excited to try this out and to get your feedback on it, because there is no doubt that if one of you is struggling with something or feeling challenged by something, there are others of you that are facing that same challenge and that same difficulty. And while I can't have one-on-one conversations with every single person who listens to this podcast, I thought it would be a fun thing to add into the mix. That is what you're going to hear today. It is a conversation with somebody who volunteered out of the Primal Potential Facebook group, and it is such a good one. Guys, this is one that gets better and better and better as it goes on. So it starts out kind of slow with context, understanding what's going on, kind of defining terms so that we're referring to things in the same way and breaking down anything that kind of doesn't make sense or is an incomplete thought. And I'm telling you right now, do not turn this one off earlier because it gets better and better and more helpful and more helpful. It's not a long episode, so I'm telling you right now, you do not want to shortcut this one. So many things come up in this short conversation. The person that you're going to hear from today, she reached out because she said she needed help with these mental blocks that she had and this drama that she had around creating excuses related to exercise. And she kept asking, like, why is this a mental block for me? And it turns out it wasn't a mental block at all. And she asked, you know, why don't I see this in the moment? Like, when I'm having this conversation with you, it makes perfect sense. But then when I go to work out, I don't, because I give into this story. And we unpack all of that, as well as one of my favorite parts of this conversation is we talk about the things that people perceive as too small to make a difference. You know, well, if I only do a 5-minute workout, I mean, that's not going to make a difference. And we have such a powerful conversation breaking through the really limiting belief that can hold people back, that, you know, it's too small to make a difference, or that if we take a break or we don't do things up to a standard of perfection that we've invented, that it's not worth it. I know for sure that this conversation is going to help so many people. If you want to be a part of this format of the podcast, and I'm going to try and do at least one of these episodes a month, maybe two, hopefully two, maybe even more than that. We can add additional shows per month. So it's not just that, you know, it's Q&As and then other people, but we can add more shows into the mix to accommodate this. Make sure you're in the Primal Potential Facebook group, not following the Primal Potential Facebook page. You can do that too, but in the group, because that is where I tend to put forth these opportunities so that people can see them. So I am excited to share this with you. Remember, it starts out just getting some context. Literally, this is how we started our conversation. It's not like we did 20 minutes of preamble and then hit record. I really want these to be genuine and authentic and real life stuff. So give it the first 5 minutes. I am telling you, it gets better and better and better as it goes. So thanks to everybody who is volunteering to participate in this. I would love to hear your feedback. Do you like these kinds of episodes? Do you want to be a part of it? Do you not like them? What would you like to see different or more of or less of? I love that feedback from you. So with that said, let's dive right in. Hang with it to the end. There are so many helpful perspectives and tools in this episode. You're not going to want to miss it.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to chat and connect and to get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome. So just to give a little bit of context, this is just a super casual conversation. I've been thinking a lot about how I can help more people more directly in a way that is scalable. So if me helping you allows me to help other people who are like in a similar situation, I love that. And it allows us to connect one-on-one in a way that maybe we wouldn't otherwise be able to.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure we're kind of on the same page. When I reached out and shared, you know, like, what is it that I can help with? You had said, stopping your inner thoughts from being so dramatic. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I'm thinking specifically about activity, which is kind of what I was focused on or what I'm trying to be focused on right now, is just that, you know, I have a very specific story that I tell myself in my head every time. And, you know, it's things like I've never been good at sports. So I have this very specific idea in my head that I'm never good at it and I'm a perfectionist. Uh-huh. So I just find that, you know, because I'm not great at it, I've never been great at it. And I just think in terms of having a healthy, balanced lifestyle, I really do need to be more active.
So I want to have to be, do you think you have to be good at sports to be more active?
No. And I, you know, it's very interesting. I have an elliptical and I really like it. But like, if I look at it, it's like, okay, I want to do like 15 minutes, which is not a lot, but for me, like that's what I can do right now. But
sure.
Then
so it feels like a lot to you.
It feels like a lot. And yeah. Then, you know, we just got a huge dump of snow last night and, you know, I spent 45 minutes shoveling and looking, I have a Fitbit and looking at my heart rate and everything. Like that's the same amount of effort that, I'd put in on the elliptical, but I can go 45 minutes, you know, like it's just like such a mental block to me.
Yeah.
Because like physically I can do it, but when I'm on the elliptical, it's like, well, why can't I take like a minute break? You know, like it's just like little things in my head that I tell myself.
Well, let me ask like, you this. You know, why do you not want to take a minute break? Like what's wrong with that?
I think it's just that I have it in my head that like I need to go straight, you know, like, which again
Why?
Is ridiculous. I don't know. Let me,
I want to break that down because
yeah. No, it's true. Why? You're right.
People say what you said a few minutes ago, like I'm a perfectionist. I literally imagine that story being a balloon and I just want to pop it more than anything because like that just isn't real. That's not even a thing. Perfectionism is a standard we set in our minds. And for you, you have set this standard, like I should go straight through. And I really want to explore that with you. Why?
Just because I feel like it almost doesn't count if I have to stop.
Did you
like, it's almost like I'm not good enough.
Adjust your gloves when you were shoveling or?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Like, and that's where it's just like, where is this mental block coming from? Because
so I don't think
I can do it.
I don't think it's a block. I think it's a story that you just haven't really evaluated because really quickly in a matter of like one question, we can poke holes in the story. So I don't want you to perceive it as a block. If you do, you're going to think it's in your way. It's not in your way. It's not in your way. The reality is, if you do 15 minutes on the elliptical and you don't stop, or you do 25 minutes and you stop three times, both are good.
Yes.
If you do an hour on the elliptical and you don't stop, or you do an hour on the elliptical and you stop 20 times, both are good.
Yes.
There's
but
just
why don't I like? But why am I not seeing that?
You are, aren't you? You're seeing it right now, right?
Yes, in the moment, I guess, where it's, you know,
Because I don't think you're challenging it in the moment.
Yes, 100%. You're right.
So then there's our answer. Yeah. Why don't you see it in the moment? Because you're not asking yourself to see it in the moment. It's kind of like if we could have a conversation about investing, right? And it's, well, I didn't get into the market before, so what's the point? And then you go to invest and you think that thought again, and so you don't. Well, why don't I see in that moment that it's more important that I start than that I reflect on the perfect time I didn't start? It's because you're not telling that story in the moment. This is what, when we talk about becoming a better thinker and inviting different perspectives and not going with your first thought, this is what that means. So your first thought for a while will probably continue to be, well, I have to go all the way through and I'm too tired and I don't want to. That's your first thought. There's nothing wrong with that, but don't stop there. Invite other thoughts. What else is true? What else is possible? What have I not considered? For as long as you continue to go with that first default most practiced thought, you're going to go with that same past pattern.
Yeah.
So let's play this out. Tomorrow, you're thinking about the elliptical and you're like, well, I could go longer, but I want to take a break. I can't take a break. What is another perspective that is also true that you want to be mindful of after that first thought of like, I can't stop. That's not an option.
Well, if I do stop, then maybe I can go longer.
That's one. Absolutely. Another one is there's nothing wrong with stopping. What matters is that I'm doing it, not that I'm doing it according to this imaginary standard I invented. Because let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If I said to you, well, gosh, I worked out today on my elliptical. I don't have an elliptical, but let's just pretend. Okay. I worked out for 10 minutes and then I stopped for 2 and then I did 12 minutes and then I stopped for 4 and then I did 10 minutes and then I stopped for 1 and then I did 10 minutes and then I stopped for 2. Would you be like, you suck. You didn't work out. That doesn't count.
Nope.
Would you think that?
No, not for somebody else, but you know, for myself, I think in the past, I definitely have thought that.
But I think that there are other things you can think and you will yes. believe if you challenge yourself to think them, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Because let's just say that tonight you get on the elliptical and you go for 10 minutes and you stop for 1, you go for 12 minutes and you stop for 2, and then you go for 13 minutes and you stop for 3, and you do that for an hour. After your hour, are you going to think you didn't work out?
Nope.
Yeah. So it's not even that you believe it for somebody else. You believe it for yourself too when you challenge yourself to think in that way.
Yes.
I would intentionally do the things that you think are too small to make a difference. So like one of the things that I'm doing right now that I really find boring and that I often just skip are these breathing exercises for my core. I'm 7 months pregnant and I've been, as of when we're recording this, and I try to get myself to do these breathing exercises. And if I do it once or twice, I start to say, well, it doesn't matter. That's not enough. That's not enough to make a difference, right? So then intentionally, I will just randomly do it one time only. And I will just randomly do it twice and then be done. And I intentionally do the thing that I think is too small to make a difference. When I walk past my 55-pound kettlebell, like cognitively, do I think one deadlift is going to make a difference? No. So I do one. And then I just happen to do that every time I walk past it. And I probably do 25 by the end of the day. Well, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
So I intentionally try to do the thing that I think will make a difference. Like my husband is not a communicator verbally. And he really could care less if I tell him he's amazing 100 times a day. Like that's just not something that is really important to him. And so I say to myself, because it doesn't matter to him, it won't make a difference. So I'm like, okay, then do it. Like, just, okay, you think it doesn't matter? Then just do it and see what happens. And I will say one compliment to him every single day. I promise you it makes a difference. Even though cognitively I can convince myself it doesn't, I will intentionally do the thing that I think doesn't make a difference. And in a matter of days, I have totally proven myself wrong.
Okay, that's great.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it really does.
So when you think to yourself, well, one more minute isn't going to make a difference. Like, what's the difference between 10 and 11? Perfect. Do 11. If you think, well, taking a break for a minute, that's like going to like negate the whole workout. Great. Take a break for 1 minute. See what happens. It's one thing for you to have this arbitrary standard or argument in your head. It's another thing for you to prove it out in reality.
Yeah.
Because right now it's been existing in your head just as like this arbitrary belief, but you've never proven it.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. You live in your own self-created fake news. Right?
Yeah.
It's so true, because we just established that if you took a break of increasing length every 10, 11, 12 minutes and you did that for an hour, you'd be like, cool, I worked out. But in your head, you've told yourself the story that that's not okay.
Yeah.
Prove it out. Do the work. Take the steps. You're going to see what is true and untrue. And even if it's one deadlift, even if it's an extra minute, it absolutely does make a difference.
Wow. Yeah. I can't wait to try.
Will you do me a favor and email me after a couple weeks and just give me an update?
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you wanted to chat about or was on your mind or your heart that I could help with?
Let me think. Honestly, like, I think that last thing is just mind blowing in so many different ways, because I feel like I could do that to every aspect of my life.
Right? Yeah. Totally. You
know, when I'll it comes be like, to eating or like, yeah.
Yeah. Or, if my kitchen is a mess and I only have a short amount of time, like 1 minute isn't going to make a difference. Prove it. And then I go for 1 minute and I'm like, I actually just made substantial progress in 1 minute.
Yeah. That in itself is just mind blowing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm so glad we got to connect. If you think of anything else that I can help with, just shoot me an email and let me know. But definitely email me in a couple weeks at least, because I want to hear an update.
I will. Thank you so much.
Totally my pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.